Hello, welcome to another episode of TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Yang Cho, a technology evangelist at Microsoft. This is a special edition. With me also online is my fellow, my good friend, my colleague, my mentor, Tommy Patterson. Tommy, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, Mr. Young, I'm here.
Hi, Tommy. Hey, you know what? Today we got a great conversation on hybrid cloud, and we're going to talk about how do you manage it, how do you deploy, how do you keep it consistent in terms of configuration, and most importantly, how you're going to secure it and protect it. What do you think?
I'm really excited about it because we're not going to talk about it from monolithic software that we install on-prem. We're going to talk about it from a cloud perspective and how we can manage it, you know, from anywhere. So Very excited, and I know that the folks we've got lined up to talk to equally excited because this is what they do.
Yeah, we got two experts from our product team to help us out on to give us some insight in terms of, you know, when you manage hybrid cloud, you know, what's the tool you can use, what kind of things you can do to really help you transition into hybrid cloud and really maximize your investment. With us online is Tiander and also Jim. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, give us a brief introduction of who you are, what you do. Let us know a little bit about you.
Thanks. I'm Tiander Turpijn. I'm a senior program manager in the Enterprise and Cloud Group. I sit physically in Amsterdam. The sun is shining, so it's a good day. And I'm part of the CAT team, which stands for Customer Architecture and Technology team. So we have a lot of customer interaction and a lot of conversations about our products. So feedback is always welcome. Thank you.
What about you, Jim?
Yep. And my name is Jim Britt. I work on the same team with Tiander. I'm based here in Redmond. It's pretty early here today, so it's raining outside, but you can't see it.
What's new?
Yes, exactly. I work on the same team. My subject matter expertise is around OMS, and so that's what we're going to kind of go through and cover today, Operations Management Suite.
Well, thank you guys to come on to the show, and Tommy and I have a lot of questions. And Tommy, hold your horses, because I'm going to ask the first question, and I always do this. So we're going to talk about how you can better manage hybrid cloud. So I understand that you guys are I have a great tool for us. It's called OMS. So what is OMS, Tiander?
So OMS stands for Operations Management Suite. So it's literally a suite of all kinds of components which is supporting our hybrid cloud story. So it consists of business continuity, disaster recovery. It has automation technologies in there. It has monitoring and analytics technologies in there. So you monitor your system. You can interrogate your system. You have automation to automate all kinds of tasks, and we protect your assets by supporting you in a site recovery, disaster recovery scenario, but also simply a server backup. So you're good to go when a failure hits you. You can fail over to Azure, and all those four components, let's call it four components, are all correlated with one another.
So let me jump in real quick first. Jim, what Tiander's talking about, is this something that we need to install, or is this something we can spin up really quickly? How does that, tell me a little bit about that piece.
Sure. So OMS is essentially a framework that encompasses those components that Tiander had brought up. Depending upon what you're doing and lighting up in there, if you're wanting to onboard your existing system center operations management server sitting in your private cloud, it's a matter of about 5 minutes, you can onboard your virtual machines that are sitting in your private cloud. Those will go, the data will start going up within hours, and you'll start to see that data up there fairly quickly and be able to analyze that. Tiander will go into the details around log analytics and some of the other pieces there.
You say up there. You're saying in the Microsoft cloud, the portal?
Yes. Yep. Azure? Up in Azure itself. So OMS actually lives in Azure. The framework lives up in Azure. But it's truly a hybrid cloud management framework to be able to allow you to manage your on-premise servers, both Linux and Windows, as well as your servers up in the cloud. So whether they be in AWS or in Azure, for example, or in a search.
Well, Jim and Tiender, I hear a lot of things I like. I hear hybrid cloud, I hear private cloud, I hear Azure, I hear AWS, I hear backup recovery. So I want to see it, and I want to see it right now.
Awesome.
Sure. Okay, folks, we are now in Microsoft Operations Management Suite. So this is the portal you guys are seeing. So what you're looking at are solution packs, and those are predefined views and queries we've created for you. So based on the solution packs, you can see several components supporting your hybrid environment. I can monitor my Active Directory environment. I can have my malware assessment monitored. If I slide to the right, I can see capacity planning coming in. I can see changes in my environment, and I can see a bunch of others which are related to all the rich and information which is coming in. So OMS has a couple of solution packs which will support you in your daily operations. For example, best practices is one component of OMS. If I click on the Active Directory assessment tile, this will give you all kind of best practices we've learned from support calls from MCS, our consulting organization, and our support organization. And this is an example how I'm monitoring my domain controller. And when I click on a link, all these information pieces are right in front of you. You can click on it. You can see, for example, that my domain controller is missing an inbound replication, which makes sense because I only have one domain controller in here. I don't have a replication partner, so that's a bad thing. So we will have a bunch of those solution packs in OMS for SQL, for example, to make sure that that we help you in the best practices. Now, for those...
Just real quick, what's really neat about that is it's not something that the customer has to go and install or update software for. We just continuously update our cloud offering. That's just extended to them for their usage. Now, I am curious about one thing. I noticed in your URL you use X-Wing. You know I'm a Star Wars fan, so I'm like X-Wing. But just curious, how do customers get to this page?
So if you want to try this out, there's a one simple URL you need to remember, which is called microsoft.com/OMS. This is how you get there. And it has a way for you to subscribe, create a new, what we call a workspace, for free. So you can try it out for free. Just click on this link, sign up, and you're up and running within minutes. So
awesome.
that's a way to try it out. And we have all the functionality available for you for free to try out.
Excellent. Didn't want to derail you. I just wanted to make sure we understood how to get there.
Right. And Tiender, and I noticed in this screen that on the left-hand side, you sort of had like four tiles there, the log search, the My Dashboard. Is that kind of the high level how we get to different aspect of the OMS?
So if you sign up for the trial, the first thing you want to do, if you want to have the same views as I have, is you want to click on Solution Gallery. And this is our, so to say, marketplace where you can pick and select all kinds of solution packs you're interested in. So you can see a bunch of solution packs I've already imported. You can see some solution packs we are test driving, and we are asking you if you want to look at it, give us valuable feedback. And by going through them, you can just pick and choose which solution pack you would like to have. You click on it, and you're good to go. So there's no difficult installation in here. And you can see that I can now, I don't have that added, but if you have your on-premises Active Directory domain controller, you can now also monitor the replication status. So what you do is click on this solution tile, and you just add it. And with a couple of clicks, I've just added this solution pack to my OMS environment. No installation whatsoever. We make sure that we push down all the necessary information to your OMS agent. And this is how you get to it. So if you want... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I see. So basically, we can sign on the trial. In a few minutes, it will set up, and then we'll come here. We will pick different solution package, and then this is where we'll get into.
Right, right. And you see that I just added this solution pack. So, and this is obviously reaching out to your domain controllers and monitoring your replication status. So there are a couple ways, while we are on the subject. Obviously, we can support agents which are running in Azure. We can support agents which are running on-premises. But we also can support any agent running within a Windows or a Linux operating system. So OMS, and this is a question we're getting a lot, is OMS for Azure only? No, the answer is definitely no. You can have OMS, the OMS agent running on any Windows or Linux VM, and that could be in Amazon, on-premise, and even in Azure. So that's the way how you can add it. So if you want to add those systems, you can see the big blue tile here, and you can click on it. This is the settings page we have, and this is the overview of all the solution packs we have for you. And now you can see connected sources in here. If I click on connected sources, you can see that you can, from this page, I've got five servers connected, and I've got SCOM, System Center Operations Manager, also connected. So this is for you guys out there who have System Center implemented, SCOM, and all the goodness in there. You can add, with that three clicks, literally three clicks, you can add your SCOM environment, and we will pull all the information from your SCOM server. You don't have to touch your SCOM agents, but we just connect with your SCOM environment.
So ultimately, this is a single pane of glass for managing your hybrid cloud.
Correct. Correct.
So just curious, are there limitations to the number of servers, number of system center managers, storage accounts you can monitor, anything like that?
So the strength of OMS is this is a born in the cloud solution. So we have Azure having our back, right? So we have the elasticity, the performance, the high scale, and the scaling out from Azure. So we take care of all those complicated configuration and things which you have on premises with SCOM. You have to take care of your databases, your data warehouse, and this is where we take care of you. You can see in when I click on the home page here is that you can see my usage style. When I click on that, you will see that the number of information coming in, you are able to monitor and see how much data is coming in. And we do some estimation on the cost for you. We divide it over the different solution packs. And you can see here on the right-hand side that I'm using the free data plan. This is similar as you would sign up for a trial subscription. You would have the same things as I have.
Now, Tiander, I see a lot of good thing already. This is a single console. I can access all my hybrid cloud IT management. It's apparently I can get on board very fast, and it's cloud cadence, you know. So all these are good, but immediately I have a concern. What about the security and audit?
Right. So if you look at the OMS, and you just saw it when I flashed it, we have here a security and audit pane. So the security and audit solution pack is, when I click on it, has some correlation with data which is coming in. So this is a very good example of the richness and the analytics we are doing in the backend for you. So we grab all the information you send us, and of course it's encrypted. We have certificates going on, so we take care of good security and encryption at rest. But this is in a good example where you have what we call a posture, a security posture, at one glance, you can look at what kind of information is coming in. So should I be concerned or not? And I see here some suspicious IP addresses. And how this works is we get information in OMS, and we correlate that information with what we know from Azure. So we know that some IP addresses out there on the internet are not that good to communicate with. So that we take care of that for you. And also we correlate Windows updates, and we can see which servers are missing updates and on which server have been software changes. So when I click on this pane, this is the notable issues, I can see posture information which resonates a lot with security-oriented people. For example, I can click on failed logons or security groups modified, so I can monitor which users have been added to my security groups. And when I look at failed logons, and in this scenario, I have a DMC server with a service account I'm monitoring, which is called my local admin account, and this account should not be used, should not be accessed in any way. So this is kind of disturbing when I see this. So when I click on the local admin, you can see that on the left-hand side, you can see a number of facets lighting up. So I can start interrogating the system, and I can see that on a specific server, an attempt, a failed logon attempt has occurred. So from this point on, I can go forward and start to interrogate the system freeform, or I can use the facet on the left-hand side. But let me show you a trick, which is, I think, very impressive. When I do star, which is give me everything you've got, and I enter, and I'm filtering for the last day, and I can change the date scope if you will. I'm saying now, give me everything you have from the last day. So what's interesting now is that on the left hand side you can see all the data which has been fed into OMS. I can see security events. I can see performance data. I can see all kinds of interesting stuff like what changes have occurred. And when I click on one of those, for example, I can either drill down on security events, but I can also see when I click on this and hit apply, I can see the performance of all my systems across the board. So with one click, I will have my performance here, and I can click on metrics, which will give you a nice visualization of my environment. But let's get back. Yeah, this is impressive, right? And I can zoom in. I can see my domain controller. It's a pretty easy domain controller, not much traffic. And I can do a bunch of filtering with just one click. And that is across all my systems. I can select multiple systems in here.
I mean, this is 120 metrics that we're looking at. So you can dig into all of that data as well. This is not just a high-level monitoring suite. We've got details. So
exactly. Exactly. So I can drill on any details I would like. So let's say that in the security example I just had, I can do like filter out a security event, and notice the kind of IntelliSense we are using, and on the right hand side we give you suggestions and examples on what you can query. So let's say that I want to see all my security events. I actually don't have to type, but let's, for the sake of it, let's take a look at all the security events I got. And you've noticed that in my example, I was looking at a specific account which was used, which is this server. So it lists all the servers I've got security events for. And when I click on this, you can see that the query is automatically being updated. I don't have to type it in. So I'm being a bit of a kind of nerd kind of guy now typing it in, but I don't have to. I can just click on this. It will update my query here, and it will go ahead and search for data I have. Now, you can see now that it is, while it's fetching data from that server, you can see that it has started to list file path. It is starting to list accounts, which accounts are using. And man, and this is something which is getting a bit concerned. I can see a bad guy being active on my system, which shouldn't be happening. This is a DMC server. So I can go ahead and select this guy, and it updates my query as well. So now it's going to list my security events from a specific computer correlated to a specific persona, which is on that system, which has activities on that system. So I can see that he tried to log off and he executed a bunch of processes. So, and you can see here that these are the processes that my bad guy has initiated. So I can from here, I can do more correlation and I can do forensic research. I can go through it and I can see a bunch of executables. And this is concerning as well, right? Because PSEXIC, as you know, perhaps it's sysinternal utilities to remote to systems. So I can go on and go on. I could talk for hours, and you can see that you quickly can correlate information by just clicking on what it is that you see, and you can see that it now is dynamically updating the information here. So I can see what kind of processes have been executed. So if I'm interested, and this is the last thing I'm going to show, if I'm interested in where this process has been executed, I can just delete this guy, and I can do something like measure count by computer. And now I'm saying, give me all the computers where PSEXIC has been executed. And hey, now I can see a second computer. So with this, you can easily start drilling down on what has happened on that system. And now my last concern is, did the guy do anything on my computer or not? And I can drill down, investigating further on that computer. And instead of me typing something to check out what has changed on that system, I could also use the tile for chain tracking. Let me show you guys something cool. If I click on the chain tracking tile, it will give me an overview of everything what has changed on my system. So Windows services has been changed, software has been installed. I can look at the different components here. And this is, again, my suspicious server. So I can click on the server here, and the query is automatically populated for me and is giving me all the changes on that system. So I can do a list view, I can do an export to Excel, and I can even go more fancy and create an alert based on what I'm seeing here. So I can see, for example, that FileZilla, which is an FTP client, got installed on my system, and that's something I don't like. So from here, I can go ahead and drill down even further, and as you can see, I can correlate any information what I want. That's really the strength of OMS log analytics.
Keander, I think we may have to stop because Young may have fell out of his chair from nerding out. I'm not sure.
Because I was going to say, Tiander, this is just unbelievably productive to use. And I, you know, in cloud computing environment or a hybrid cloud or private cloud, any cloud environment, there's tons of data, right? And this right. really enable us to focus on analyzing the data as opposed to all those tedious tasks to get it ready. And so I think this is definitely a tool for IT pro to kind of focus on what they really should be doing. That is to analyzing, to make a decision based upon it.
Correct. And we tried to make it very visual. So you saw me typing stuff in, but you saw me using the facet on the left-hand side. And on this, on the what apparently is called a hamburger, which is interesting, you can filter even more. So if I want to filter out all the change configuration types or references to software, I can just group it by configuration changes. And that immediately changes my view and give you different other ways of looking at the data. So you can slice and dice it any way you like. So that's really, really awesome. And you can collapse it and you can go on and filter and slice and dice it any way you want.
Tinder, that's great, but I hear you talk something about configuration and all that, because as we dig through the data, if you find something inconsistent either for whatever the reason is, you want to first investigate, and you want to also make sure that you can be complying or have the correct configuration, things like that. And I think that's an important topic, and I would like to hear more about that.
Oh yeah, we definitely should be talking about that. So it's a technology called desired state configuration, which is the new era of installing, deploying, maintaining, and correcting configuration drift. That's definitely we should be talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, guys. We've already jumped in through so much. I know that we need to get to configuration state. Unfortunately, today we've got to cut this session, but let's jump in again. Let's do another session. I say we go deeper and we'll talk about desired state configuration and maybe do some AWS provisioning and check out all that goodness. Jim, what do you think?
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's party on.
All right. Excellent. So let's go ahead and close out today's show. Guys, it's been awesome. I know I've been blown away. Young just got back in his chair because he completely nerded out on the floor there. But we're gonna take a wrap here. Come back for episode 2. We'll see you next time.